You are in the night zone on WarTalkRadio.com.
The dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
Welcome to the Shadows
of the Night Zone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to
the Night Zone.
This is a live event.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling the transmission. For the next hour, and we will control all that you hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the all and mystery which reaches from the inner mind of the Night Zone.
Our guest tonight, psychic medium, who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. The certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner, under Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Caveat Emptor 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the Shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He is a certified medium.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Night Zone. We have a fast-paced night tonight. I've already mentioned to my producer that we may be going over tonight, so hang on to your hats as we delve into another shadow in the Night Zone. Returning guest, of course, Mr. David Baker, almost becoming our residential psychic medium. Good evening, David. Welcome back to the Shadows of the Night Zone.
Good evening, Colin. Thank you for being here. I really love your show amongst all the shows. I always look forward to listening to it. And you kind of like the George Norrie of the radio.
Oh, God bless you. I wish I was. George Norrie, of course, is one of my all-time idols, right after Art Bell. I think Coast to Coast is did a fabulous job of bringing to the mainstream media some questions and some statements that were never asked by other media outlets. So I think they've done a great job, and I always believe in George Norrie's golden rule. He doesn't believe in coincidences, and neither do I. So I am certainly pleased that you are with us tonight and that you are with us whenever we can get you.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin. It's wonderful to be here, and your listeners, too. Thank you for listening and calling in.
We appreciate it. And we do have some callers up online already. David, before we get to everything, how are you and the family?
I'm fine. The family's great. We're staying busy. And it's 100 degrees here today in California, where we live in Marin County. And
100 degrees.
Everybody's happy. just life goes on. You know how it is. Take it one day at a time and enjoy every day like it's your last, because you never know.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, here in Alberta, Canada, in the Canadian Rockies in Calgary, normally about this time of year, it's starting to get nice and toasty and warm, and we're heading up into the top 80s, early 90s, maybe even top 100 once in a while. But this year, tonight, it is 11 degrees Celsius outside, so that's just over 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's rainy and overcast. So I had a show a couple of weeks ago with Chris Holly regarding the transformation and weather patterns. I think I'm going to have to follow up on that, David, because it certainly seems like somebody's doing something to someone.
Certainly. I always thought that the laws of the universe and nature were, you know, perfect and everything happens for a specific reason, but you never know.
Well, we are going a cycle, but that's another show. David, the last time you were with us, you brought with you an upcoming medium, Sandy, originally from Manitoba, Canada. Would you make sure you pass on my regards to her and also remind her that she does owe me another show?
I'd be most happy to.
As you heard in the opening, the phone lines have been opened. We do have a 408 caller already up on the line, and we will get to that in just a few seconds. But I just want to, how can I get to this? I just want to talk a little bit about what you do as an umbrella of what you do, not the specifics. But you have the ability to access signals, spirits from parts unknown. Correct?
That's correct. Yes. I have the ability, or my senses are amped up, so to speak. I was born with my energy, I guess you may say, custom made to do this, because that's
right.
Everybody comes here to do something. And somebody's gift might be a surgeon or a singer or an artist. Mine, I suppose, is talking to spirit. And I use certain tools to do this. I'm not always turned on like a radio. I tune my tools down, and for tonight, I open them back up. And one of the main tools is clairvoyance, which means when I tap into the right frequency of the spirit world, just like a radio transmitter, then I make contact with specific spirits whom are trying to contact me. And they lower their vibration. I raise mine to start a communication process. And it's not always perfect. One reason is their personalities are the same over there as they were here. So if I'm talking to an ex-Marine, I'll be able to hear him loud and clear. If I'm talking to Aunt B, who is an introvert and, you know, spoke in a low voice, I'm really going to have to try to pull information out of her. But that's one of the ways, is clairvoyance, and claircognizance is like a download or instantaneous transfer of information, telepathy, in other words, between me and the spirits. And sometimes I get clairaudience as well, or clairsentience, which means clear hearing or clear feeling. But mainly, they show me pictures. After all, pictures are worth 1,000 words. And I'm trying to ask them information to know who they are, to make sure they're the specific person coming in for the person that I'm giving the reading for. And basically, that's how it works with mediumship. Psychic ability is the same thing. Once I start talking to somebody, I don't need their birthday, their photograph, any of that stuff, cards, even though cards are good, of course. All I have to do is start talking to them, and I need to know what they want so I can focus in on that, and information starts pouring in. And that's pretty much how it works.
And, I got to tell you, since our last show, my crack research team, God bless them, they did a whole bunch of research on the spirit world and the other side, as some call it. They gave me a few links, let's put it that way. So I was amazed at the claims of the Harry Houdini story. Right? Before he died, he made a claim that he would contact from the dead. I mean, he even put it in his last will and testament, yet – each year since, they've attempted to contact him with little success. What could be stopping them, David? What could prevent that connection?
Well, Harry Houdini may have reincarnated, and he may be here on Earth doing something else, because that was quite some time ago. You just never know. That's one possibility. But I have did some research, too, and that I have read that they've made some limited contact with him through a seance, but people were expecting him to just manifest and, hey, look, there's Harry Houdini. But I'm not totally sure. But I know that if somebody tries to make contact with him through reading or something like that, and it would be possible if he decided he wanted to come through. But there's another reason that he may not have come through too, and that's because during his time when spiritualism was very popular and all kinds of mediums were popping up everywhere, he really wanted to believe in that. So he wanted to get a reading from a medium, which unfortunately turned out to be a charlatan, and that angered him very much that somebody like that can deceive people. So from then on, no matter which medium, an authentic one or a charlatan, he was out to expose them constantly. And perhaps maybe that could be another reason when he went to the spirit world that he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. So I just don't know for sure.
So if I read it right, the way you explained it to me, if a person is if reincarnation exists in the soul, if a soul comes back to earth to live a reincarnated life, then that soul wouldn't be available for contact, basically.
Normally, that's how it works. They're just static. Shh, nothing there.
Yeah.
He's back here.
Right. And that length of time could be any length of time, or it could be tomorrow. I mean, it's unknown exactly what the length would be as far as a spirit going through their time frame compared to ours, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Now, the norm probably is like 30, 50 years or something like that. You know, they need to rest. They need to get ready for the next incarnation. But there are some that have been even shorter. And I'm really amazed. I don't know if you heard about this, but it was a young boy who was only 4 years old was telling his father that he was a fighter pilot in World War II, which is about 50 years ago, I suppose. And they wrote a book about it, and they've proved that what this young child is saying, there's no way he could have known all this information. So that's just an example of somebody that we know, and scientists and researchers have looked at this and said, you know, there could be no other explanation.
Right. And of course, there is the legend or the process of the Dalai Lama, where there are, I think, seven traits that this person must, seven quests this person must complete. And this child, I mean, does them for no reason, but they are what was prophesied, if you will.
Yes, I'm totally amazed at that. The coming from different belief systems and spiritual people on corners of the earth, that this amazing information seems to be self-validating once people have done research on it. And I just don't know what to say, except I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's great. More information, the better. I tell you what, we've been holding a caller up here for some time. 408, we do appreciate your patience. If you would please give your first name and geographical location, and you will be on the air as soon as Blog Talk agrees, and there you go. You are on the air, 408.
Hi, this is Tweed from California.
And how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. David is also in California. He's telling me it's 100 degrees down there.
Yeah, well, I'm from Bay Area. It's really hot.
That's warm. Did you have a question for David?
Yes. My question is, can you tell me whether there are any messages in general from my spirit guides or, in general, if there's any messages? I should know.
You have a grandmother in spirit. She's kind of like round face and short in stature, and possibly on your mother's side. And you may feel or have felt her. So far, am I making any sense? Please feel free to interrupt me if I'm not making any proper hits on this.
I don't know about from my mom's side because my grandma's still alive. Maybe it's my great-grandma. I'm not sure. But I have a hard time opening my third eye.
Okay. Then it's got to be a great-grandmother energy. They are saying something like, I'm getting that your gifts that you have are above average, and now is the time. And there's certain synchronicities and connections in your life that's made you aware of this. And so now is your time to start going in that particular direction of a light worker in some particular way. Now, you say that your third eye, you're having difficulty opening it up, correct?
Right. Like,
okay.
I feel it, but I don't know how.
Okay. Have you had a chance to do any research or take any courses or read anything about this? That's what I want to start with first.
I've been trying to meditate, trying to open my chakras, activating them.
Okay, and have you had any guidance or read anything about how to do this?
No, it's all from my own research, really mostly from YouTube, just watching videos.
Okay, at least you looked at something. I'm not trying to get you to spend money or anything, but there are some low-cost books that come with CDs that teach you how to meditate, that are self-guided, and you can look them up on Amazon.com, perhaps, and, just put in the information, meditation, or third eye, or mediums, and you'll find lots of resources there. And I recommend to just look at that a little bit, keep practicing. If you get one of those guided meditation CDs, that really help you, and they will explain all that, how to open your chakras, to close your chakras, how to identify your third eye, and to practice visualization exercises. And it just takes a little time, and do it the right way. That's why I recommend to have a professional teach you by listening to the CD or reading the book, and that'll be really helpful for you. I went through the same thing, and it really helped me.
Would you say that that's what I'm meant to do?
I'm not saying that that's what you're meant to do, but I'm saying that you have the gift, which I see is above average, and you're getting close to a breakthrough in knowing how to access it and use it. I see, the gift, and everybody has the gift to different degrees. Yours is just above average. So I think you're going to do pretty good with yours once you get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Did that make sense to you, caller?
Yeah, it does.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. And David Baker, he's with us for the full hour, and we are still trying to convince Hans to pick up the big red phone and, of course, tell the people down the line that we're going to go a little over tonight, because I have a feeling we're not going to get it all in 60 minutes. So, David, if I could hold on to you, I will make the calls, and we'll just pull this a little longer tonight.
Okay.
You just hang in with me. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past over levels. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. He is a certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner, and a Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium.
The phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or hosts. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTOR,
welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past overlords. He is a certified medium.
David Baker, psychic medium. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Yes. Mr. David Baker, I do appreciate you taking the time to be with me, David. There is a question that came out of our virtual studio just as we went to break, and it's from Mother Hen down in the virtual studio. It sounds like the caller wanted David to give her a quick guide on how to open her third eye. Can David elaborate on the third eye some more? How about that one, David? Can you open that up a little bit for us?
When I am sitting down in a very comfortable position and I've started or ended my meditation, whichever point, that I want to open up my chakras. And I'm sitting there and I visual all the seven chakras, and that's why I encourage people to do, you know, get a book, get a guide or something like that, so they can identify them by colors and so forth, and visualize opening them up. And basically, the third eye chakra is indigo in color. All the chakras have different colors, like the root has red, the sacral has orange, and so forth and so on. Solar plexus is yellow. So when I'm sitting there, I visualize these colors spinning around and getting bigger as I'm opening up my chakras. And when I reach my third eye, that indigo color, I can see a beautiful indigo color spinning in a clockwise direction with beautiful sparkles of light in it. So I know that it's moving. Then to open it up, I am visualizing an eye, an additional eye, or a third eye about an inch or two out from my forehead, between my eyes, and about an inch up and out. And it's pretty much, you can't see it with the naked eye, so in your mind's eye, you try to lock on that eye, and it doesn't matter if it's the same color as your eyes or not, has nothing to do with it. If you can visualize a picture of an eye, that's your third eye right there, see it and focus on it and see it get really clear, see as much detail as you can, see it getting really big. When you're opening up your chakras and you cleanse your chakras by sending a white light, column of white light down through your body, what it is cleansing all your chakras. And so when you're opening this up, it's basically visualization exercises. And when you see this beautiful eye in front of you, then you know the third eye is open. But I also encourage them that when they're not using it for a reading or something like that, that when they're finished, to see it, you know, get small or close or shut down. That way you will be open to all kinds of things when you're finished. Hopefully that was a little bit helpful.
Yeah, it made a lot of sense to me, and I hope it did to the caller and the young lady that called, and the hopefully that answered the question out of the virtual studio. The eye, is this a portal, do you think? Is it possible it's some kind of a mentally created portal to somewhere?
Actually, yes and no. What it is, it's a part of you. It's your energy. And you know how an octopus could be sitting there, you know, resting, all its tentacles pulled in and everything. When the octopus wants to make contact with something else, it reaches out with one of its tentacles in a certain direction. It really stretches out and makes contact with whatever it wants to. My third eye, once I open it up, what it does is kind of like looks into another dimension and, you know, sends out the energy and receives energy. It's kind of like a transmitter and receiver, more or less.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of where I was trying to think about it. It's like a transmitter and a receiver. Everybody has a different frequency, and your frequency is tuned to a certain frequency of spirit. Is that making sense?
That's correct. I'm able to do it because apparently when I was created and they, you know, they're getting out the tools to fix me, you know, like fixing a radio, they really adjusted me to really go into there really good, whereas somebody else that doesn't have this extra software, so to speak, will be able to do it, but perhaps not to the degree that I can.
I understand. We have another 415 caller on the line, so we are in California. So we do know your geographical location. Your first name, if you would, please.
Hello, my name is Sherelle.
Hello, Sherelle. Good evening and welcome. I understand you are sweltering in 100 degrees heat.
Yes.
And you have my sympathies, I think, because I'm
yes,
in 11 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow.
Which is
it's,
about...
It's keeping
just
my tan. It's keeping my tan.
Good for you. Did you have a question for David tonight?
I did. I am, for some reason, feeling like overwhelming. You know, I have some family issues that I'm going through, and I'm feeling overwhelmed, kind of. And I've had this, like, negative, like, cloud over my head for the last few months. And I didn't know if he could, like, tell me kind of how to get rid of it and what he sees in the future for me, like if the cloud is going to pass or is it something that I, you know, what I could do.
Are you with that, David?
Yes. Sherelle, you have a lot of issues going on in your life at not your home, but at a home of family members and at your place of employment. Now, as far as the first concern is, the family issues. There's a lot going on there, and everything happens for a reason, and we all learn from it, whether it's to support or know when it's time to step back. You have to walk your path. Remember that first. You can't walk other people's paths, even though it's okay to be a support system when you have the time and the strength to do so. You have grandmothers, of course, there, guiding you along and working with the family. The grandmother, of course, I can see she's running around like crazy to all the family members trying to work out these situations.
Okay.
Now, you also have something at work. And remember, when you do something at work, you set out to do something that you need to get done. Sometimes it's blocks in the road or negativity from other people. Don't ever give up, but don't let that negativity latch onto you. It won't do you any good. You be the example, be the light worker, and walk forward with a smile and let all that stuff bounce off you, because that's the only way you're going to feel better and take control of things. As far as the black cloud, just push it away. You don't need it. Yes, it exists. Yes, it does, but you don't have to deal with it. Just know it's there and be available for whenever you need it to help, but you don't have to participate in certain things that you don't want to. Does all that make sense so far?
Yes, yes. Is there like...
You have to walk your path. Go ahead.
Can you tell if it's like the food that I'm eating or if it's, you know what I mean? because, you know, on top of everything else, you know, when your whole life is kind of like having issues and you also have eating
food
issues.
Is your comfort zone, yes. That does have something to do with it. Food and exercise are very important. Exercise for body strength and digestion and energy moving and proper food in your body so your body feels good and is not made heavier or dragged down, if you know what I mean. Those two things are very important. And you can't take, because I'm seeing that you're still taking a burden of other people on your shoulders.
Yes.
And don't feel obligated for that. You don't have to. There's other people involved that are working on it. Just be there for support, but don't let it bog you down, because that does not do anything. Then what's going to happen is going to add another person in the pot that's going to be in that dark area, and you don't want to be there. You want to keep your strength up so you can be available to help if necessary.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Colin?
That made a lot of sense. Thank you very much, David. Thank you, Colin. Great show.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your
time. And spread the good word, of course. The Night Zone is available here, and we do head into some strange shadows some nights. And I'm very, very pleased that David's back with us tonight. David, on your last show, we dug into a few calls with Sandy and yourself. And we touched on the five methods of spirit contact, and you mentioned them earlier. The clairvoyance, seeing the mind's eye, and let me get this right, clairaudience, they hear things with psychic ear. The claircognizance, like an information download. What am I missing?
Yes.
Clairsentience, a sense of something. And clairgustance, psychic smell. And it was that clairgustance that kind of got me, as we talked about, David. When I get into a crisis positions, I smell my mother's cologne, and God rest her soul, she's been dead nigh on 20 years.
Yes. Clairgustance is the one that you pick up smells from the psychic nose, and it's one of the ways, it's kind of common in a sense that you can, a lot of people report it more than they do seeing or actually communicating with their lost loved ones.
Right.
And that may be the easiest way for them to let you know that they're there. They always choose what you may pay attention to. They might show you something on TV or a favorite song will come on or something else. You'll be busy. You probably won't notice it, you know. But so they said, okay, let me try the smell. And right away, bingo, hey, that's grandmother, grandfather, or somebody. Like, you know it right away. You just know it. And they go, bingo, now you know I'm here to visit you. I think that's pretty incredible. But that's how it works, pretty much. They just want to let you know that they're around.
Yeah, absolutely. It must be. There has to be those signals for whatever reason. But another message out of our virtual studio. The new Twitter and Facebook crowd wants to take training online. Is David going to do the online teaching? How about that one, David? Your new Twitter crowd is ganging up against you and wants training on how to Twitter.
Okay. Well, I do have a link for Facebook and Twitter on my links page, and I'm just getting started, and I do have some projects in the works. That is a planned project, and I will announce to all when I have that set up. I've had a lot of people and other mediums request that I do an online course like that. So that I will be getting something like that set up pretty soon, but I have a book that I'm working on and some other projects too, some videos I'll be making. So please stay tuned.
Apparently, the way I phrased the question was a little wacko, I guess. Not how to, but psychic training on Twitter and Facebook. Are you looking at something like that, the caller wants to know?
I'm on that. Actually, I'm going to, I'm still researching how I'm going to put it out, through which venue, and how to put it together, but I have help on how to put it together for a psychic training and something like that is probably, to be perfectly honest, maybe a year away at least, because there's a lot I'm into. But yes, I'm willing to do something like that. I think it's to reach a lot of people that way.
Exactly, and I think your idea of about a year away sounds about accurate, because I know when we put the Night Zone together, the background and the, you know, the investigation we had to do to make sure we could bring a quality product, you know, that's how we ended up through the Blog Talk system in North America, was exactly that reason. So I do relate to what you're saying, David, that it takes a lot of research to be able to provide a quality product, and the products that I've seen of yours so far, sir, are absolutely diamond product. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you, and I just want to add one thing. If I do, they'll get, you know, continued pressure and more demand, then I will stop what I'm doing, and, you know, I have it planned, but I'll do it a lot sooner if I get the demand keeps coming. So, you know, if people really want it bad enough, I'd be happy to do it sooner.
Excellent. Yep. Well, we just got the green light from the stations down the line. We will go 90 minutes. So we are 54 minutes remaining.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and pastoral loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium and angel therapy prep under Dr. Doreen Virtue, Ph.D.
J.P. Baker, Psychic Media Night Zone.
Don't rush me,
yes. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Your host, Colin Knight. Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Have a question for our guest seeking an answer to something that has concerned you? 347-324-3287. David Baker, Psychic Medium. Next.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad open, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris and Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner.
Davey Baker, Psychic Medium Night Zone.
And as we head into the bottom of the hour and move up through 90 minutes tonight, 52 on the clock, we have with us tonight David Baker, Psychic Medium. And David, it's always a pleasure having you here. All kinds of strange things happen when you are here. And I have a producer that's in a hurry trying to get me to break when I should break. And as you know in the past, David, it never happens. But he has this dream that it will someday happen and I will be on time. There's a message out of the virtual studio. Apparently, there's when's the next book? There's a new book coming out?
Yes. And the title, it keeps coming to me, is called Talking to Spirit. As a lot of people know, not everybody, my first book, The Spirit Garden Medium Journey, is basically my bio of what it's like growing up with these abilities and struggles I've had throughout my life, and some stories in there, like ghost experiences and so forth. So how I got my training, how I got to where I am now. So the next book is kind of going to pick up from there, but then in the book will also be some techniques that I use that really helps me make contact with spirit and use my psychic abilities. I made all the mistakes, and I try to present this information to people to make it an easy read. And also, I've heard from many people, well, I've read, you know, 10 books on this, and there's always something missing from one of the books, or I need that many books to find out what's really going on. So hopefully my book will also be a one-stop learning center, and I'll be able to give out some of these so-called secrets or methods to really help people. So it's going to be a book of my experiences with information in it, and also there'll be a section in there which will really help people open their abilities up and start using them. It's going to be a really interesting book.
So when you...
Oh, and at the end of the year, I'm trying to get that. I'm sorry. By the end of the year.
Okay. So when you... When somebody contacts you, not necessarily by telephone, but when you do a session with a person present, do they automatically give off an aura to you? Do you see the pain or the confusion? Do you physically see anything that gives you that outward information of what this person's seeking?
When I make contact with somebody like that and they come to the reading room and I start talking to them, all kinds of things, visualizations, feelings, and information come through to me. And
right.
I try to focus on the biggest one. And when I start talking to them, more information comes through. And I can tell when I start the conversation with somebody that this person has a bad back, they're not doing good somewhere, they're not feeling well, all kinds of information starts to come through.
Right. But the person themselves that come to you, do they carry an aura? Like when you
yes.
see auras, are they an instant color, or do they kind of glow and the color, or am I making sense here?
Yes. Everybody has an energy field. Every living thing has an energy field, including people, and it's described as the aura, and it does come in many colors. Depending on how you're feeling right now, what mood you're in, what condition your body is in, the aura will be there, and I will focus in on the aura and see a lot of things. Generally, I don't go around focusing on people's auras, but with this particular thing, when I look, if I relax at any time, I can see somebody's aura, but generally I don't. But when this person comes in, I look at them, I can look at their aura, see what the main color is at this particular time, see if there's any gray spots in the aura, which means health problems or perhaps some mental issues specifically, and I can actually get feelings from their aura and get information, because that's where all the information from the person is tapped into from, not really from their brain as much as from their aura, because that's the connection,
right.
My energy to their energy to their all the information about them.
And we have a Twitter from a friend of mine on my private Twitter, which I'm very surprised, and he's in Belfast right now. And his question is, when you communicate with a spirit, when you communicate with the spirit, do they sound like the person when they were alive? Do they have accents? Does the spirit have an accent?
Oh, definitely. Now, I don't always get clairaudience, which means I'm able to hear the spirit, but I'm able to detect it and with a combination of my abilities, but many times it will. And actually, I did a reading on a person that was from back east. I didn't know she had her family were, you know, Jewish people, and a lot of them spoke with an accent and used certain terms. But I spoke with this lady, and they started speaking to me with an accent and started saying oy vey and muzzle tough and all kinds of things. So I was telling the lady, said, yes, that's my Aunt Rose for sure. And they came to me in that particular way with those, I guess, just to identify who they are. And a person wants to make it known that's who they are. They will speak with an accent or say some phrases from the language. And
so,
yes,
so
that can happen.
So if the spirit of my father or my mother or my grandfather or grandmothers, so if they made contact with me, I would hear them in the voice that I remember them as.
Precisely. Everybody has their own unique voice, and if you were to hear them in their voice, it would be exactly as if they were talking to you the last time you talked to them here on Earth. It's no different. It's exactly the same. You'd be able to identify them instantaneously. That does not change.
Yeah. Have you ever picked up like random spirits? You know, as you talk about this frequency and the transmitter and receiver kind of thought process, have you ever kind of tuned off frequency a little bit and picked up some random spirits that are trying to give information?
Yes. Not as much as when I used to learn how to control my abilities in the past, but sometimes they just still get through anyway, especially if they're pushy. You know, they get my attention. Then I kind of open up a little bit to see who's there. But that does happen from time to time.
And when that happens, do you ever, I would imagine you would get frustrated because you would get pieces of information that you couldn't put a completion to, because you wouldn't know who the other person was sometimes. That would seem frustrating to me.
It could sometimes, but last time it happened, there was this person, and he was from England, and he kept showing himself to me, and I said, "Who are you?" You know, I was relaxed in the shower, and I was sitting somewhere else, and he kept popping up, and he kept telling me his name was Harry, and I said, "Harry," and then he showed me, "I'm Harry," and he kept showing me the farm and some other information and how he looked, and then he kept turning his back to me and kind of bending over a little bit, and I was wondering who this was, so I emailed my sister and told her about what this mischievous spirit that came in, and she said, "It sounds like my friend's, who lives in Oregon, of course, not in Europe, passed over uncle that has a farm in Europe," so more information came through. I told her, and she said, "That was him," and I asked her, "Well, Why is the spirit turning his back to me and bending over?" She said, "Oh, he used to like to go to the gate of his farm by the highway and turn around and moon people." So that was a confirmation. But this spirit just showed up, you know. Craziest thing.
I get everything. Mooning spirit.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I've often wondered if you know, if you are tuned into a frequency, and using these words very loosely, of course, but you are tuned into a frequency, that some spirit might be able to get onto that frequency or use it and to try and get a message that to somebody you may never know in your lifetime. That would be frustrating to bank that information, I would think.
That would be. Normally that doesn't happen. I think the spirits look at, it's kind of like a network of mediums down here. Which medium knows my friend, my uncle, or my friend's friend? And this happened. And I did a reading for somebody, and this was a dog. The dog really got my attention. The person in the place that I was near was not the dog's owner. It was a sister. The dog's owner was out of state, but yet the dog seemed to really bark really loud and gave me really strong energy and drew me to this particular lady who was related to that person. And really got my attention. So somehow the spirit knows that they can get through to me and I can get the message to the person. Otherwise, they'll probably go to another medium who can make that connection. So I really don't think I get that too much, except for lost souls sometimes.
Yeah. Just a couple of random things that are coming to my head as I'm listening to you here. Do animals have souls, or do they reincarnate, and do they have auras?
Animals have souls. If they're a living being, our Creator has breathed life into them and has given them a soul. Yes, animals do have souls, and there's two types of animals for two different types of reasons that they're coming here, domesticated and wild. And generally, the domesticated ones are evolving, and so they usually make a connection with a human as a pet or something like that. And they're with them when they go to the spirit world, unlike the wild animals. And they do have a soul. And they are, like I said, we're all in evolution. And I suppose if an animal chose to reincarnate, that it could, just like we could.
Okay. But it could only reincarnate as an animal.
Of course. Just like a person will reincarnate as a person, an animal will reincarnate as an animal. Now, hopefully I won't come back as a rock or a fire ant or a bumblebee. You know what I mean? Actually,
right.
No, we are what we are. We were created to be something specific, and that's what we'll always be. And we will always evolve as that human being or that animal.
Right. Well, and as the old saying goes, and people old enough to remember this phrase, a horse is a horse, of course, of course.
That's right.
And the spirit,
yeah.
And the spirit stays. And the spirit stays. So when you make contact, and through whatever methods that you use to get there, do you have to prepare for the information, or can you be walking down the street and just this, boom, something drops in as you're walking along?
There has been a person that knew me about after releasing my book and said, I read your book, I didn't believe it, and I still don't believe it. Tell me who's behind me. And this was he just ran into me instantaneously. So I told him who was behind him and gave him some information and a message right away. And the person teared up, walked away, and was never skeptical again. So that was something that happened right away. Yes, I can tap into that instantaneously. I could be sitting in a coffee shop or on a coffee table, Starbucks or somewhere. Somebody asked me, okay, Mr. Smart Guy, who's behind me? And I'll start telling them who's behind them. Yes,
right.
I can do that. But they don't just pop in my face, though, normally, because I usually have myself shielded and tuned down.
Right. So they're kind of hunting for a friendly frequency, and you're basically, you've got the sound off.
Everybody has a light, an aura energy field. Spirit can see it. And when, let's say there's a medium and four other people walking through a so-called haunted house and there's ghosts in there, spirits, whatever, they will mainly mess with the medium first because of your light. You know, a medium's light is like a moth going to a light on the porch at nighttime. That's how spirits come to a medium, because of light. They can tell that you can make a connection with them compared to the other people that you're with.
Right. You mentioned shielding. There are a number of people out there that we've done a few shows regarding internet psychic vampires and how they draw the positive energy from you. Could there be difficulties for people receiving these spirits? And I take it that's why there is such a thing called shielding. So how would you shield yourself from, I call it a psychic attack, I guess.
Okay, as far as other humans, every day, since I'm a medium and I have these abilities and the energy is really raging in me, I have to ground myself frequently and create what I call a psychic shield, and it could be anything like a big, powerful white light around me and filled with love and light, and I don't let any negative energy come through it. It just bounces back. Only love can get through, and I can send my love out. So that they're a person that's in the office that really has a bad attitude all the time, they like to hang around people that feel good so they can draw off their good energy to help them feel good, and then it gets stuck. And then you're pulling in their energy, and you start to feel really bad. That's why I have that psychic shield there. Additionally, if I've ever spoken with somebody like that, I put my hands in the blade stance and wave them down after I leave the person and kind of like chop off that energy connection, or we call it cord cutting. That's another thing. And as far as spirits go, I usually ask the spirits I communicate with, if it's spirit in the spirit world, and I'm talking about ghosts, that are from the highest level of heaven of love and light. That way I never get anything dark or negative. Now, if it's a ghost, I'll try to tap into who the ghost is. If I find out this is a really malevolent ghost, I say, okay, I don't want to deal with you. You know, I know who you are now. Back off and not back off. But I keep myself, you know, that white light around me for protection because the dark cannot penetrate the light. So it's a really powerful shield.
Right. Now, when you asked that statement, and you've said it so many times that you said it very quickly and I missed most of it, but you made a statement about who the spirit is. Does that spirit have to answer that question, or can they lie?
Okay, if I'm Kim McGill, you're talking about like somebody that's in the lower levels, in the lower astral levels, like a malevolent ghost, you know, somebody with a bad attitude type?
Yeah, they could
definitely, they can certainly lie. I've had ghosts lie or hide from me or do all kinds of things, just like a human being does. This person was a liar in real life. You can bet on it that this person will be a liar in the afterlife.
And will he reincarnate as a liar?
This person that I'm talking about is in the lower astral plane until this person decides to go to the light and want to change themselves, then they can reincarnate and work on that issue again. If that makes any sense.
Right. Yes, it does. But where I'm going with this, and you know, remember, I do not have a great deal of information about exactly how you manage to function, because it would seem to me my head would be crowded with so much static and information, it would pop like a zit, I think. So when I come at it, I come at them from very simplistic methodology here. So, you know, forgive me if my questions tend to seem very basic, but I want to make sure that I understand how this all comes about. So, you know, if I come from a lower level, I do apologize, David. I'm trying to get up to speed as quickly as possible on this. But from what I am hearing from you, if these negative spirits can lie their way to a medium, how do you, once you are receiving that signal, yes, you could shut it off, but once the information is there, it's there, isn't it?
Yes, but I could tell that they're a jerk and they're lying. And they may not tell me the truth that I want to know, but I can tell that they're lying, and I can tell that they have, their intentions are not good. And now I'm talking about grounded spirits in the lower astral plane that are not into the light. Into the light, I don't believe I've had anybody ever lie to me. I've had their personality as a jokester. They're still a jokester, or somebody likes to pull your leg. But I haven't had any, you know, you don't get anything negative from the spirit world, but now you come down to another dimension, the lower, that's closer to our dimension, that's not way up there in the light, and that's the astral plane. That's where the astral plane and the lower bevels of the astral plane are where a lot of these dark entities are. Now, when I went to Alcatraz, for example, there is an energy that I sense that is a recording of the past that plays over and over again. That feels a particular way to me. I push that level aside and focus on the next level. Now I got the astral level of actual intelligent and active ghosts of all kinds of personalities in that level. And I don't really go to the higher levels of the spirit realm. You see what I mean? Unless I'm doing a reading for somebody.
Yeah.
But I know how to separate all the energies, and who's coming from this particular level is different than somebody that's coming from a higher level.
Right.
Does that make any sense yet?
Yes, it does. I've actually got a question coming in from UK Net on the Netherlands. If Hitler reincarnated, would he come back as evil as he was? That's a good question.
I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that if Hitler did come back, he would have a chance to improve himself or not, and if he messes up again. But I doubt that he would be as bad as he was in the past, although he wouldn't be the, you know, the best person either. He would still have a negative personality, of course. Yes, not probably as bad, but still a pretty nasty person.
Okay, I just watching my virtual studio hit the dumper for some reason. Blog Talk decided. Oh, I see. They took it at the 1 minute to go on the 60 minute block because we went 30 minutes over. So I'm just going to restart the virtual studio and bring everybody back into line up there, David. If you just bear with me just for a few seconds here, I would greatly appreciate it. As we bring the virtual studio up, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Dave Baker, Psychic Medium, Night Zone.
Nostradamus foresaw not one, but three Antichrists.
Nostradamus and the Antichrist, code-named Mabus, with John Hogue in the Night Zone.
In this part of Lincolnshire, the skyline is dotted with huge wind turbines, but today one of them isn't turning. People who live nearby say that it was hit by a UFO. Residents remember being woken in the early hours of Sunday morning by a huge crash. When the sun came up, one of the turbines was bent and broken.
You are in the Night Zone. Blogtalkradio.com. KVNM2. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
David Baker, psychic medium, and we return.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greatest spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religion of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
Program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or hosts. We remind all of our listeners, KVNM, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And the Dragnet tag at the end there was very poignant. I received a quick flash on MSN regarding the show. A skeptic of what David has been speaking about tonight, which is understandable. There are, for every positive, there is a negative, and I have opened your microphone on this one, David. There are skeptics out there, and, you know, that's basically, this guy hears voices in his head. So let me get this out front and center, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. David Baker is a 15-year serving California deputy sheriff, currently assigned to the Detention and Corrections Division. David's record is exemplary, including his yearly psych test. So if you would like to respond to tonight's show, by all means, 347-324-3287, or if you choose email after the show airs, it is thenightzone, one word, thenightzone@gmail.com. How do you deal with the skeptics, David? How do you, because you must, obviously, in your profession, you must get them. How do you come at that problem?
To me, it's not a problem. Sure, occasionally I will meet some. In one group, I gave some readings to one person, and out of the crowd, everything was fine. But afterwards, they told the other person, the other speaker there, that they still didn't believe in it. That's fine. Here's another thing. I've actually got a person, a reading. I'm just going to give you a few examples. This person didn't believe it in life, you know, in this life here on earth. They're very religious, and their teachings were against that, and they didn't believe it. So when she came through in spirit to me for the sitter, she had her hands on her hips and said that she still doesn't believe it. I said, yeah, we're communicating. Okay, that's another example. Now, as far as human beings that are here, everybody, I respect everybody's belief, and if they're a skeptic, that's fine. I'm not out to, disprove or do battle or do anything like that. I just merely do what I want to do, and if that's what they believe, I respect that. And whether they do or don't respect what I believe, that's fine too. But I would encourage them to perhaps do some research, because most of the skeptics that I've encountered in the past that finally have done research changed their minds to some degree, because it has been scientifically tested and proven for over 100 years now. If they do the research and look at the results, they can make up their own mind. And if they still don't believe it, that's totally fine. But, you know, it's fine if somebody, even when I do the readings myself or ghost investigations or anything like that, it's healthy to have the skeptical mind, because I want to make sure what I'm coming through is the right stuff and not some other garbage clutter in my mind or something else. I want to make sure that I'm giving quality information. And I've done lots of research and years of doing all this stuff, and I know it's real for sure. But yeah, skeptics are fine if they, you know, want to ask me questions. I'd be happy to answer them. But I'm not here to do battle with them or to prove anything. I'm just here to do what I do, and I encourage them to do some research. That's all.
And I think the opening of the mind is a very paramount statement, especially for the Night Zone. We're here for one reason only, is to get the information out there. And as the tag at the beginning and throughout the show, it says, we're the presenters of the information. The listener is the jury. If they believe it, they will believe it. And if they don't believe it, there isn't much that you and I will be able to do to make them change their mind on that.
That's correct. And, you know, we are taught certain things. There's a lot of societies around the world that always believed in this, and they still do. And there's some people that are taught differently. They want scientific proof. Unfortunately, science couldn't prove everything. There was one time when religion and science worked together, and then when religion was the mainstream thing, and if a scientist tried to say that the earth went around the sun instead of the sun around the earth, that person might be burned. And then later on, now science is the mainstream thing, and anybody in religion tries to tell them about I had a miracle or I seen Jesus or whatever, the scientists say, well, if we can't put it in the lab and, you know, repeat that and prove it again, then, you know, it couldn't be true. So there's many different ways of looking at it, and I think that if a person has proof themselves, then they may start to change their mind a little bit. Additionally, you have those skeptics that are actually non-believers, which is kind of different than a skeptic, because most skeptics are open-minded and they really want the information. A non-believer, let's say you're talking about UFOs, for example, oh, I don't believe in them no matter what. Well, there's a video, there's documents, I still don't believe in them. If a UFO landed on their front lawn and the alien came out, took them in the craft, took them somewhere and brought them back, the person would say, I still don't believe it. You know, I'm having a hallucination or something. No, that's a non-believer. That's hardcore. So you have all different types. And like I said, I respect their belief systems. And all I say is if they really want to find out, please do some more research to get it until they have it proven to themselves.
Yeah. The one question I always bring up is any measurements that we make of anything that we know on Earth and space, those measurements are man-made. So we are examining scientific issues based on a man-made scale that does not take into account many other occurrences that we're clearly finding out exist in our universe.
Yes, the construct of the spiritual universe and the energy and then the material world here we're limited on this earth as what we can do and know and learn. We'll never have all the answers for sure. But recently, some scientists are saying that they've discovered the so-called God particle and this possibility of different dimensions. They're starting to open up more and more on this, because I believe some people really want to prove it. And then there's the other camp of the scientists that say, if I can't feel it, touch it, or see it, then it doesn't exist. So there's two camps, but definitely people's minds are opening up. And the knowledge is increasing. You know, as each year goes by, more and more people are opening up to this, and more proof is coming our way.
Yeah, we have done a few shows with John Hogue of Nostradamus fame, and John has a quote. In fact, I think we use it on one of our drops, that it's the Aquarian age. It's not a matter of trying to figure it out. It's a matter of knowing. We're going to know. And we'll move forward from that enlightenment. And I think, I personally believe that the human mind is greater than we allow it to be. And we have, for some reason, either dumbed it down or lost the codes to use whatever powers that we have been given. And I think people such as yourself, David, I think somebody has unlocked that door or given you the manual without you realizing it, because you're doing some fantastic work out there, sir.
Yes, and in the beginning of mankind, there was nature, and we used all of our abilities pretty good. And if you're walking in the woods and you feel something watching, you look up and there's a saber-toothed tiger, you can take off before it attacks. You see how they're using their abilities. As time goes by to different ages and the age of technology, your mind, your spiritual mind starts to shut down and your logical mind starts to open up as you focus on your computer, your Twitter, your video games, your car, all these different things. That's where your mind is. So you're kind of shut out from that side. Now the age of Aquarius, we're starting to get back to our spiritual connection, because it's time for evolution and change. And more children are being born now at an astonishing rate with really great gifts and abilities and intelligence. So now, just like you said, you're correct, and John Hogue is correct about the age of Aquarius. It's time to change, and we're headed toward back to all opening up our abilities once again, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does very much so, very much so. Could these be star children? Could these be children that have been genetically conceived to further mankind? Is that too much of a stretch?
There is many possibilities, depending on what area of research and how much research you have done. But I've heard that and read that in many articles, that is a good possibility there, yes.
Yeah, I think it would make sense of how to move mankind forward. Just as, you know, 100 years ago, we didn't know what a computer was, not as we have it today. You know, 20 years ago, nobody ever thought that you and I would be discussing these issues on an internet radio show that goes around the world.
See how the changes came in really quick.
Very quickly.
That's because we're in a new age.
We're in the new age, and I do believe we are in the new age, David. And given that, we're going to take a quick 2 minutes. And then we'll head into the final 15 minutes of the show. Hang in there, everybody. And for those people in that were in the virtual studio has reopened. If you'd like to come down back into the studio, we'd love to have you. We'll be right back.
Davey Baker, psychic medium in the night zone.
Nostradamus foresaw not one, but three antichrists.
Nostradamus and the Antichrist, code named Mabus, with John Hogue in the night.
In this part of Lincolnshire, the skyline is dotted with huge wind turbines, but today one of them isn't turning. People who live nearby say that it was hit by a UFO. Residents remember being woken in the early hours of Sunday morning by a huge crash. When the sun came up, one of the turbines was bent and broken.
You are in the Night Zone. WorldTalkRadio.com. KVNM2. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin
David Baker, psychic medium, and we return.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religion of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
Program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or hosts. We remind all of our listeners, KVNM, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And okay, so now I get it. It took me a while. It took me two times around on that particular bump, David, to understand what the dragnet music was for, because here I am talking to a California sheriff, and yours truly, got a speeding ticket on the way to do the show tonight. Yes, I did. It wasn't much. It was 12 kilometers over the speed limit, but yes, sir, I got a speeding ticket. So forgive me, David, if I have broken the law, sir.
Yes, that's quite all right. You know, see now how you understand it? You look back at it and said, you know, I really shouldn't have done that. Or yeah, I should have prepared earlier, so that way I wouldn't, you know, have to rush it and expose myself to that. So what happened was supposed to have happened is part of your learning lessons in life. If you don't experience it, you take things for granted, and you might go twice as fast next time get into the accident. So this is a learning lesson for you that you can look back on that you've experienced, and you can think about that, well, maybe I don't want this to happen again, learn from it, and make preparations to leave earlier next time and drive more safely. So that's probably why it happened.
And a good speech from a California sheriff, sir. And the lesson that I learned was I'm not taking that shortcut again. That's the lesson I learned, because I gained nothing. Because 35 minutes having a ticket written and my plates run and my driving license checked and, you know, almost a cavity search. These people decided that I was of good nature and could let me go. So, you know, I lost in the game all the way around, not only some financial loss, embarrassment, but also, I think, 25 minutes longer to get home than what it would have taken me in the first place.
Well, they just want to make sure that you don't hurt yourself or somebody else by accident. And then, you know, if you're on medication or you're just a normal person in a rush or whatever, but they're out there for a good reason to watch our backs pretty much. And if you don't mind me going off track a little bit, do you have, there's a strong male spirit behind you with a fairly good personality for sure, strong personality that's behind you tonight, Colin. Do you have like a father in spirit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
This gentleman here, that's what I'm getting. And he's, I guess he came in today, I don't know, because you got the ticket or whatever, but he's been hanging around for a while and working with you on this. Was he a technical or analytical type personality?
My father? He was a genius with a grade 8 education.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay, that's why I suggested that. And he seemed to be a person that, an ordered person. Does that make any sense? In his personality, in his way he does. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Knight's getting a reading on himself. Now, this was not planned. Was it, David? We never discussed this, did we?
Never did. He just kept showing up, and I kept visual. I don't know what you look like. I've never seen a photograph of you. but I'm getting your energy, and this male was persisting for maybe an hour now, so I decided, okay, I'll go ahead and mention it.
Okay, it could be a couple of males. It could be my father. It could also be another male that was a good friend of a number of people. So, yes, and both would fit the same order that you were speaking of.
Okay, so do you want to ask him anything, or is there anything else you want me to say?
Not really. not after. Oh, yeah. Here's a good question that would fit both of them. Why?
Okay. Before I get to that, I saw a car, so I guess they saw what you did today. Now, why? Why did they come through? Because they wanted to say hello, and let you know that they are around. That. You've been thinking about a lot of these things, and there's something in you that you have an above-average ability that you know, and maybe you don't have time to focus on it a lot, but there's signs that they're saying that they sent to you that you have acknowledged, and they're just validating it by showing up on your show today, and they also got to be on your show.
Interesting. Very, very interesting, because I was in a business meeting today regarding the Night Zone with some, oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, this was not planned, and David had absolutely no knowledge of anything that he said tonight, but he's, wow, spot on, David, spot on.
Thank you.
What can I say? Where can I go with that? You got me. I'll be right back.
Driving down the road, minding my own business, I see a UFO land right into a tree. Here's the chance of a lead. It was so much debris. And the next thing I see, a little green man in front of me. He says, trim-bop-a-doodly-jump-bop. We move and move for about an hour. When out of the cloud pops another UFO. A he had to go, but I hear him say as he flew away.
Great song, Crem Bop the Boodly Jam, and that's by Tittler in the D Cups and Greg over at the absolutely fabulous show. I just absolutely love it. Love the sound that these guys put together. They do a good on-air live performance that is brilliant. So if you get the chance, check it out. It's a lot of fun. So we've got a work group wants to know if we would be worried about what the reading would reveal. Me personally, would I be concerned? Oh, absolutely not. No. I took a break because I had to check to make sure Hans wasn't on the phone to David feeding him information, because the information was so spot on, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I could blurt out what David knew, and there is no way in hell's high acre he could have known it. So, David, yes, you caught me off guard, sir, and Chris Holly is the only other one that's been able to do that to me with one of her stories, and she creeped me out to the point that I had to turn all my lights on in the house. But you hit me spot on. How did you do that?
Well, what you spoke of earlier, sometimes is, you know, I'm open up right now, of course, and sometimes when I'm sitting here and there's callers online and a few of them may want to, contact somebody, and There was this person that showed me a bunch of cookies in the cookie business that didn't call him but sent in an incorrect message or something like that. But the spirit was there, wouldn't go away. In your particular case, you know, I'm listening to the show and everything, but I keep getting this figure that comes in. I'm seeing this person, and so I finally ask, and it's connected to you, and I just couldn't, you know, the person would not leave. I can feel and see the energy of this person and this person. So I decided to ask this person something, and I decided, okay, now it's time to tell you. It would just happen spontaneously, more or less.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me just dig this further just to quell any ideas in the virtual studio that, you know, I'm scared of this stuff, because I'm not. Let me ask you this. Both of these people that I'm thinking of that would fit the scenario that you mentioned, both of them did an action that I never had a resolution to. How's that?
The things that happen, just as I stated before about the ticket, it falls under that particular category in one sense. In another sense, remember, we're human, and we all have our past to walk, and sometimes some things happen, whether it may be unfortunate or a mistake or who knows why, but everything, believe it or not, whether we understand it or not, happens for a reason. But let me tell you this, that some things can't be undone, although they wish they could come back here and change the situation. But there's a connection of love there. It's eternal, and we're all here to grow and learn and sometimes forgive, if you understand.
Okay. Yeah, I do. That makes a great deal of sense to me. As we head into the final 3 minutes, David, you have a book that I've got to tell you is one of the better ones that I've read, The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey. Absolutely love it. I think everybody should pick up a copy. And can you get that through Amazon and through Barnes & Noble?
That's correct. And you can also read about it on my website, DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com. I have a page with book reviews, information, and link to Amazon.
Okay. Before you go, with a couple of minutes remaining, one of these people that I am thinking of, see, I can't let it go. You got me now, haven't you? 90 minutes and you got me, David. One of these people I was thinking of committed suicide. Do they have anything to say about that?
They want closure and forgiveness. And there is so much pressure piled on them, is what I'm getting, that they could not see past it, and it manifested so deep to the point that they didn't realize what they were doing, and they wish they could have not done it, because they placed a big burden on you and family, and they're really, really sorry for it. And I'm getting a word. He's saying closure. He wants closure to get past that, and deep apologies.
Absolutely.
Deep apologies
fabulous.
For that. And this person is really close to you.
Brilliant.
And
hey, David,
this thing
I have
that
to
they
cut
did,
you off.
Okay. Was the action you were talking about?
Yes. Blessings on your family, sir. We are out of time. But blessings on your family. We will talk again very, very soon.
Okay, Colin, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have to get out of here. That was David Baker, live psychic readings in the Night Zone. Another 90-minute special that should drive the network nuts. We'll be back here next week. You come back and see us, okay? And remember, don't do anything out there that I wouldn't do.
You are listening to Night Zone Radio on blogtalkradio.com.